Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin's daughter is probably one of the most inspiring people I know, and she has done it again. Just another moment where Kennedy defies all odds. It is the Brett Mega Show. Kevin, your daughter has had a life of just surprising people, but once again, surprised more people.
Yeah, and it surprises me all the time. So my daughter is studying to be a teacher. She is currently at the University of SIUE. That's where she's studying. But then she also is part of this program called the Golden Apple, where they go to different universities over the summer for a couple of weeks to do some mild student teaching and kind of, you know, work in summer schools around the states. Well, she's at Eastern coming back in just a couple of days, and she was doing a FaceTime with my wife and me talking about her experiences there, and she's had great experiences. But for the past couple of weeks, she was doing this student teaching where she had her hair down. And when my daughter, who is deaf and hears with implants, has her hair down, you really cannot tell she's hearing impaired. My daughter, though she was born deaf, had a little bit of hearing for about the first year, and that kind of helped her not really have that deaf speak to where, you know, she sounds very normal. You wouldn't even know she's deaf if you didn't see those implants or know that when she doesn't have them on, she can't hear. So she was just had her hair down the first time doing these activities with the teachers and these kids. For the first day, nothing was said, nothing was noticed. Next day, hair down, same thing. She kind of realized they don't know I'm deaf. They
really
have no idea that I'm deaf. So the second week, she pulled her hair back so they could see the implants, and the kids and the teachers were just blown away that my daughter is deaf, primarily because she didn't want them to see her as a disability. She didn't want to see this as an impediment to what she does and to who she is. And they were also just incredibly amazed too that when she takes them off, she cannot hear them.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just so...
I forget all the time.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I'm her dad. Yeah. I live with her.
What does it feel like though for her? Does she want to be seen as someone who's overcome a handicap, or does it feel like... like I just want to be seen as like a regular teacher in this class. Like, what does it feel like to be, when people don't acknowledge your handicap? Do you want people to acknowledge, hey, I have a handicap and I've overcome it? Or do you want to be just seen as like, I don't have anything?
I was hoping that she would have been seen more as a handicap so we could have gotten a bunch of scholarship money for college. And nobody saw that, which I guess is the right thing, which is, okay, I guess, the right way to be. Kennedy does not want to be seen as a disability. For her, it's just who she is and how she adapts. But it is incredible to me to think in crowds or when she's working at her job at the bar, she is a waitress and crowds, that's difficult for her. She reads lips unbelievably
well. That's so cool.
And she just perseveres and goes through it. So every time my daughter does something now, I think to myself, man, what do I have to complain about? She goes through life with these, you know, roadblocks that she's found a way to overcome that aren't roadblocks to her. And she doesn't want you to see her with those roadblocks. She wants you to see her just as your average everyday person that's just going to be, you know, doing what everybody else does.
Yeah, I mean, really, this story is just so beautiful. It's beautiful that Kennedy had control of the situation, really, too, wear her hair down and really show all of her talents and just how amazing of a teacher she is. I also think it's a really valuable lesson for the kids as well to not judge somebody for having a disability or anything like that, because, you know, I this leaves me nearly speechless. It's so beautiful.
Absolutely. And then that's kind of my thought too. You know, she didn't have her hair down purposely to hide her, her, as I like to call it, nonconformity. She had her hair down because she likes to wear her hair down sometimes, and she likes to wear her hair up sometimes, and that's just who she is. But I found it just amazing how the reaction to the kids and the teachers were like, oh my gosh, we really should have, you know, it just kind of makes you realize or think when you see anybody, there's a lot of obstacles that we'll never know people have to go through, you know, in everyday life.
And it's how, like, they're like, oh, we should have treated you differently. And she's like, no, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I am who I am, and I'm good. And I'm still a star in this class, and I'm still a star in this program. And I'm going to be a star as a teacher. I'm going to help so many other kids. And that's why I think she's going to make such an amazing teacher. She's going to inspire others to not let their disabilities or handicaps or anything that makes them feel different in any way, shape, or form hold them back, but use them to their advantage. And that's what she's done. She's had a disability in terms of hearing, and now she's going to help other people with hearing. And so she's used it to as a positive to benefit the world.
That's a great way to say it. You know, she's taken a negative and made it into a massive positive. And I just hope she just continues to do that and continues to teach me those new things that I need to do and I need to realize as I get older.
She continues to inspire us every single day, and hopefully that story inspired you today. And just a nice reminder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.